Рост ФМ.
Студия Рост ФМ сегодня Наталья Импрес, Вадим Курилов и наш любимый друг Гил Петерсил.
Йо-хо! Первые 15 минут мы будем говорить по-английски. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so like the first 15 minutes we're going to speak English.
With pleasure.
Gil, it's such a pleasure to have you here in our studio. Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And what is your experience in Moscow? How did you get to Moscow? How did it all happen? Your Russia story.
The first time I came here was because a couple of investors who were very active here, they were British, and two actually guys that were kind of British. They lived in England for most of their lives, and they've been living here for many years. They found me in England, in London. Mm. They met me at an expo. At that time, I was very involved in the natural and organic expo.
You've been there for what?
I was working at that expo. This was an expo connected to everything that was natural and organic and biocosmetic and organic chai and everything connected to making people happy and healthy. And they met me at this expo and they said, Gil, do you want to come and do this in Russia? And I said, no. It's Russia. Why would I come to Russia? Because, you know, the world doesn't see Russia as a very beautiful...
The place to go.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Enter the business.
Russia was never on my list to visit.
Mm-hmm. No.
I decided that... to stay in touch with them. And a couple of weeks later, they said, listen, we're happy to send you business class tickets. Fly you to Moscow. A couple of days. Promise you to show you a good time. They sent me a few pictures of their friends, and their friends were just very sexy women.
Wow.
So they're like, this is our friends, you know, we'll have fun. I said, okay, you know, I'm a single guy, let's go to Moscow for a couple of days. For 2 days we didn't really do anything except have fun. We went out, we clubbed. If you guys remember Krisha Mira, they took me to Krisha Mira. This was about 10 years ago. So even I was just, for me, it was like, whoa, hey, this is, okay, I can come. And they said, why don't you try to come here for just a month and see what it's like. And I came here for a month and we opened up the first shop, like organic shop. And that just continued my journey and seeing the most amazing place in the world for me at that time. Moscow suddenly was like this, wow, so many opportunities, so many things you could do.
It was 10 years ago.
It's about 10 years ago, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for the first 2 years, I was in and out.
But that was the crisis. That was like 2008, 2009.
Yeah. No, we opened a few businesses in the 2008, which is why kind of said in the first 2 years, I was like, London was suffering a lot more than Russia, actually. In Russia, a lot of business people were smart. They're like, hey, this is downtime. Let me open things up. Let me invest. So the guys I was with were taking risks, and I love that personally.
Yeah.
And we kept on opening a few businesses, from shops to a distribution company, to looking at some, maybe creating our own brands. Mm-hmm. And I basically had fun for 2 years because they were supporting me. They allowed me to have a lot of freedom. I was being very, very creative in the industry and bringing Russia a new concept of a business that didn't exist.
Great. Like the first 2 days turned into 2 years.
Basically,
having fun.
It really, really was. It was just a lot of traveling and just meeting a lot of people. That's what attracted me the most. I met so many amazing people in my first...
And your wife, too.
My wife, I actually only met her about 2 years after I got to Moscow.
Well, that was my... the other thing I wanted to ask you. What was your best and worst experience at that first period of your life in Moscow?
So I think the best experience was to see the lack of innovation and the opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can think about that business and this business, and we can open this and this and this. And it's like, and every time I met with these investors, and they had a lot of company, I was like, guys, what about this idea and this idea and this idea? And I'm like, whoa, Gil, okay. They loved it. We opened up more and more businesses, but like, they never thought I would tell them so many cool ideas.
So many different things.
And that was very positive for me because there was just so much opportunity for growth, and I love that. The negative, I think that it wasn't really a negative. It was more of a culture shock. Because in my life, I've lived in other countries. I've lived in Israel and Canada and England for about a third of my life each. So it was very much English speaking. Well, Canada and England was. Israel was not. But it was a different sort of Western approach to business ethics and going out and like... you know, don't bring a woman two flowers. Make sure it's three sort of thing, you know. So the culture shock was more of a pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm. Some people would see it as like, whoa, what's going on? Like the way management was dealing with, the way some people, I saw them hitting their hand on the table because they're the boss, or the way traffic was crazy in this country around the Sadovaya still today.
Still is.
So that was a little bit of a shock to me because it was like, I've never experienced such extremes in my life. But for me, being who I am, I loved it. I was like, hey, this is new. Let's go. Bring it on.
Right. And your wife?
Yeah.
Two years later?
Yeah, my wife was about 2 years later. So those of you who don't know the story, hi, everybody who's joining in with us. Those of you who don't know the story, so in my first 2 years, what I did was I met a lot of people. So I did everything that I teach people to do today. I did it much worse back then because I was not who I am today. But I was practicing. I went on speed dating events and online websites and as many parties as I can. And I got invited to everywhere, every single day I tried to go out because I didn't know anyone. Mm-hmm. I had no family, no friends. I had a very small team. How do you connect to a country? Connect to people. So I just went out everywhere. Wasn't looking for a girlfriend. I was just looking for friends. And I made some different groups of friends very quickly, which helped me get to where I am today, because some of those friends disappeared and other ones really helped me flourish. Katya was an absolute surprise because that night, it was a Thursday evening. It was about 2 weeks before before Christmas. So it was winter. It was cold. Everybody was dressed in black, you know. And we were in a bar that doesn't exist today anymore in Kitai-Gorod. It was a friend of mine, Kiara's party. She used to organize these Thursday, you remember Kiara, you know, of course, these Thursday kind of get-togethers for Russians and expats. It was a lot of English-speaking people. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very open to connect, music, a little bit of food. It was very cool. And I was there, of course, as, you know, networking guy. I'm gonna come in trying to talk to people. And it was late. It was around 11 o'clock at night, and I was heading out. I was leaving. I was at the Kochek, remember, very, very quickly, speaking to a friend of mine, Jason. I've told this to Jason a few times, Jason, if you're watching this time. Speaking to a friend of mine, Jason, waiting at Kochek, waiting in the line to get my jacket. Now, of course, as someone who loves people, when I'm facing Jason, I make sure that his back is to the crowd. So when I'm looking at him, I can also be checking out the people a little bit. So, you know, it's strategically, when you're networking with people, you want to be able to see the room behind them, you know. So
great tip.
Yeah, it's just
great
it helps.
Communication.
So,
networking
you stay,
tip.
Your eyes stay on them. But anyways, when you're speaking to someone, you can't be like this with them with their eyes, right? You need to be looking around. So when you look around a little bit, check out the rest of the room so you can feel it. Within a few minutes of talking on the bar, at right there on my left, blonde sitting by herself at the table. I see her, and I wasn't sure if she sees me, but as I'm kind of. I think she noticed me, and I think our eyes caught. And I look back at Jason. Few kind of seconds, minutes, I don't know, time, just everything slowed down at that point in my life. I looked back specifically just at her, and she was completely looking at me. Again, I'm a very shy introvert guy. I look away right away.
Oh, you are. Well, no, yeah, you're a completely shy introvert.
This is 10 years ago, guys.
Okay.
So I look away, you know, because,
like,
oh my God. Beautiful blonde looking at me. Okay, whoa. Yeah, ladies, this is how us men, sometimes we don't have the guts to talk to you. And I was like, okay, she looked at me. So within a few seconds later, I looked at her again, and she was looking at me. And I remember this very quickly. I didn't look away. I continued looking at her, and I said to Jason, I'll be back to you. Like I said, I'll come back to you.
In a couple hours.
You didn't get your coat.
No. I just, and I really, I just looked in my eyes locked and I said, I'll come
back
later, to you. Like
tomorrow.
And I just walked, towards her. And I remember that when she says this, or she said that she had this confident guy walk towards her and stuff, I was not confident at that point. My stomach was like, you know, shaking and like, what am I going to say to her? Is she really looking at me? Maybe she was looking at the guy
Jason.
Behind me. Yeah, like, you know, my mind, again, people don't understand, but I've done the test. I am an absolute introvert, but I've just reprogrammed myself.
What did you say?
And I remember just, so the words, what she says, I said, and what I said is different. She remembers different things. I remember different things. I just said, hi. I noticed that you were looking at me. I just wanted to come and say hi. And I think I said something like, you know, something cheesy a little bit. how come such a beautiful girl like you is sitting by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, I'm just waiting for a friend. We're going to leave soon.
Okay.
And I said something like, oh, we're actually planning to leave as well. Why don't we stay here for a few more minutes and let our friends leave? That was my line. We talked, and that evening was, it ended very short, actually, about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
7 minutes, maybe, mm-hmm. max. And she had to go. Basically, it was late. She was working at a bank at that time. She had to go. She wouldn't give me her phone number. Yes, no, she said, I don't give my numbers to strangers. I said, okay,
would
you accept to take my card?
Okay.
Give her the card.
And I would love if you could just send me a message. And I said something, again, very cheesy. Guys, don't use this line. I said, because in a conversation, she said, where are you from? And I said, well, again, it's a cheesy line. If you guess where I'm from, I'll make any of your wishes come true.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She didn't guess where I was from, but she said America. And I said, oh, that's close to Canada. So that's okay, because I lived there for a few years. Okay, what's your wish? You know? And she said something like, I want to be one of the happiest girls in the world. And I said, okay, well, if you contact me, if you call me, I'll do everything I can to make that happen. Mm-hmm. It took her a few days. I forgot about her. I didn't think she was going to call, because usually if they don't call the next day,
no,
it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it. She called a few days later. This was a Thursday. She called, I think, on a Monday or on a Tuesday. I don't remember exactly. But for me, it was many, 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 many days until she called.
You thought about her?
Yes. She was really special. We had a good connection. And then we became friends.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And she wouldn't kiss me for 3 months.
Uh-oh.
Friendship.
So, well, that's how
it's an amazing story.
The Thursday evening
before
Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and the happiest girl in the world got her wish.
She,
after all.
She constantly reminds me that how happy she is, and how, like, she is my best friend. We are beyond married, beyond business partners. I think that I'm extremely lucky to have found someone that doesn't just make me happy, but she compliments me in a beautiful way. And I think that there's actually a formula to achieving this. I don't think it's luck. I think there's a formula of how you approach a person, how you respect a person, and what sort of relationship you try to build with anyone. And I think anyone out there could actually build a relationship that is based on respect,
mm-hmm.
Based on trust, and an absolute open communication.
And a little bit on business. Family business.
Business is optional. I think the open communication allows us to run the business successfully. Really open communication. Most couples don't have 100% open communication.
No. Open communication on Rasta FM
today
with Gil Petersel. Dalian Prisan, Vadim Kirillov.
Stay with us.
Рост.фм. Рост.фм. Здесь, на 52-м этаже,
события.
Башня Империя.
Гил Петерсил с нами сегодня, ребят. Да, мы практически все, кто имеет отношение к созданию Рост.фм, познакомились в сообществе Meet Partners Global Club, которые основали Гил Петерсил и Катя Петерсил. Катя, я знаю, что ты смотришь сейчас.
Катя,
привет.
Привет.
Спасибо за твоего супруга прекрасного, которого ты так привлекла в свой мир. И благодаря ему, конечно же, сейчас движение Global Club, Meet Partners набирает обороты. И вот сейчас последний раз, когда был выезд на Тони Робинса в Сингапур, было 1700 человек
из России.
Из России, да. Ребята сделали это.
Это была самая большая делегация из страны, даже больше, чем из Китая.
Да, мы очень гордимся. Катя, тобой, Гил, тобой и вообще всей компанией Meet Partners. Это чудо, то, что вы делаете.
И чудо. Вот уже произойдет 1 сентября.
Я плакала, когда я узнала. I was crying. Но когда я узнала, что Тони Робинс будет в Москве 1 сентября, первый раз, когда я это услышала, у меня действительно просто потекли слезы.
Знаете,
это огромное событие.
Когда три года назад Гил сказал, ну, мы привезем Тони в Россию в 2018 году.
Никто не поверил.
Это было 3 года назад.
Никто не поверил.
Через 3 года?
Да.
Come on!
Человек, у которого персональная консультация стоит 1 миллион долларов.
Ага, и 18 месяцев лист ожидания.
Да.
И вот 1 сентября в Москву приезжает Тони Робинс на отдельное специальное выступление. Mm.
Что это для тебя в первую очередь?
What does it mean for you? I'm going to translate
sure.
this time.
So for me, it was very clear that he had to be here in 2018.
Для меня абсолютно понятно было то, что в 2018 году он должен быть здесь.
Because I really believe in this year and the world. I believe that this year will bring massive growth and changes to many, many places in the world.
Я верил в этот год. Я верил в значение этого года, и я понимал, что этот год принесет рост и развитие в очень многих сферах жизни для многих частей мира.
And I know that a part of Tony's mission in life, he wants to help the world grow and deal with the changes that are coming.
И одной из составных частей миссии самого Тони Робинса является рост и развитие, которое он хочет привнести в мир.
And being able to now connect with Tony on multiple occasions over the last 3 years, we've planted seeds with him that he's needed in Russia in 2018.
И будучи связанным с Тони Робинсом уже последние 3 года, так или иначе, в тот или иной момент, когда мы встречались, мы каждый раз закидывали ему и вот эти вот маленькие удочки, мы, так сказать, семена в нем поселили того, что он нужен в России.
And when the opportunity came up, it only came up, you know, really 6 months before the event, and usually these such events you plan at least a year in advance, so when the opportunity came up to agree on September 1st, which is the day of education, yeah. we had to say yes.
И вы понимаете, что на самом деле вся эта идея возникла за 6 месяцев до мероприятия. Обычно мероприятие такого формата и такого размера готовится как минимум за год. Но, тем не менее, за 6 месяцев возникла идея, и он согласился приехать в Москву именно 1 сентября, в День знаний, в День образования. Мы, конечно же, с радостью на эту дату согласились.
So for me, on the one side, I felt incredible, fulfilled sort of feeling of like, yes, I did it.
Конечно, это было потрясающее чувство того, что это произошло, это выполнено. Да, я это сделал.
Because it's been a dream that I have planted in all of our teams to make sure that they also believe in this dream. Most people didn't believe in it.
И это была мечта, которую я так или иначе поселил во всех членах нашей команды, потому что, ну, больше многие в нашей команде просто не верили в это.
Most people didn't believe that last year in 2017, when we took 1,200 people, 200. Most people didn't believe that because the biggest partner of Tony took like 900, which was the biggest year after 15
I've
years.
I've been there.
пожалуйста, например, в прошлом году, когда мы привезли на Тони Робинса 1200 человек в Лондон, никто, а первый раз 25 человек было, помните? Никто не верил, что это возможно, потому что самый большой, самый крупный партнер Тони Робинса, когда бы то ни было, привозил 900 человек.
So for me, it was a feeling of very quick feeling of accomplishment, but within seconds I was like, of course it was going to happen. I didn't doubt it for a second.
Для меня, конечно, в прошлом году было тут же вот это ощущение того, что да, это получилось, это свершилось, но идея приезда Тони Робинса вообще в эту секунду у меня не вызвала никаких сомнений. Я понимал, что да, это точно произойдет.
And I think that's the key when you have goals in life. It doesn't matter how big they are, it doesn't matter if people believe in you or not. Never doubt yourself.
И это ключевой момент. Никогда не сомневайтесь в себе.
And for me, I was already thinking, what's bigger than that? Tony Robbins in Russia September 1st now.
И дальше я уже стал думать, а какой же следующий шаг? Что будет большим достижением, чем приезд Тони Робинса 1 сентября?
And just last night I was having dinner with my good friend Gregory just here and actually in a русский restaurant on the 87th floor.
Грегори Аветов?
Yes. And who's my partner at this event for Tony Robbins. And we were discussing 2019. What's bigger, 2020? What is massively unexpected here that we could do in Russia?
И вчера, когда мы ужинали с Григорием Аветовым, моим другом в ресторане «Русский» на 87-м этаже, мы как раз и думали об этом, мы обсуждали, какие еще большие шаги могут произойти в 2019 году, в 2020.
And something I recommend to all of you listeners and all of you listeners, if you ever want to talk big goals to someone, go to the highest place you can. 87th restaurant. I've never eaten at a restaurant that high up. So you need to discuss big things, right? You're high.
Ну, и, товарищи, это рекомендация для всех наших слушателей во всех каналах. Если вы хотите обсуждать что-то действительно большое, то обсуждайте это действительно высоко. Ну, представьте себе, 87-й этаж, и вы обсуждаете большие проекты.
So we're excited and we're quite confident that we're going to be having a sell-out audience of 25,000 people in Olympiski on September 1st.
Ну и, конечно, мы абсолютно уверены, это уже факт, что у нас будет полностью распроданный зал в Олимпийском 25 тысяч человек. Это удивительно. Great.
Да. Когда ты первый раз встретился с Тони? Расскажи про свои впечатления от этого человека.
So the first time I actually saw him was on the internet 20 years ago.
Первый раз я увидел Тони по интернету, и это было 20 лет назад.
And I didn't have a lot of success or money at the time.
В то время я не был особенно успешным или денежным человеком.
And they said you could buy these set of 6 CDs, money back guarantee after 30 days if you don't see results.
Oh, really?
И они говорили, что купите этот набор CD, гарантируем возврат денег, если через 30 дней вы не увидите результатов.
And I did something naughty.
Я кое-что такое не очень...
I've been very, very open with people about it.
Я абсолютно открыто всем говорил.
I bought the CDs.
Я купил эти диски.
I copied them.
Я их скопировал.
And I sent them back.
И я их отправил назад.
Because I couldn't afford $300.
Потому что я не мог себе в то время позволить $300.
It was so much money for me back then, because I was making like $500 a month.
Я зарабатывал $500 в месяц, и 300 для меня были огромные деньги.
So I think it's one of the reasons why I find ways of repaying Tony back with interest.
И, наверное, все, что я делаю, это некий способ возвратить Тони мой долг.
And those CDs were in my life, in and out of my life for many years. Those CDs were in and out of my life for many years.
И эти диски появлялись, возникали в моей жизни периодически на протяжении всей жизни.
Because I'm human and I didn't always take action.
Я человек, и я далеко не всегда действительно делал нужные шаги.
It's only in the last few years of my life where we've had the ability to not just connect with Tony, but when you see results around you, you must get more results in you, because it's not an option.
И это не только вопрос связи конкретного знакомства с Тони Робинсом. Когда ты видишь результаты того, что происходит вокруг тебя, ты стремишься к достижению новых результатов, и это не вариант, что ты их не достигнешь. Это ну, то есть ты не можешь этого не сделать.
So, you know, 20 years ago I didn't take action, I didn't set my goals, I didn't connect with the right people, I didn't share my goals with people. Today all of our goals come true.
20 лет назад я не ставил цели, я не связывался с нужными людьми, просто с людьми, я не достигал своих целей. Сейчас удивительно, но все наши цели реализуются. И это потрясающе.
Так как это ты его встретил первый раз?
When did you meet him in person?
Person is in shake his hand, or person I saw him on stage. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
На сцене или поприветствовал?
Лично поприветствовал.
So it was...
Когда он узнал, что ты Гил Питерсил.
Yes, yes, 15? Yes.
2015?
No, so it was 2000 and... Yeah, it was 2015.
15, I think. Yeah.
It was 2014 when we got our first picture with him.
Yeah.
It was less than 3 seconds of his time. Thank you for bringing Russians to my group. Photo, все.
И это был действительно 2014 год, когда это была первая фотография с Тони Робинсом. Там буквально 3 секунды было времени с Тони Робинсом, когда мы поздоровались, пожали друг другу руки, он сказал спасибо за то, что ты привез группу россиян
In
сюда.
2015 we had another photo.
В 2015 было еще одно фото.
That's it.
И все.
In 2016... I was at the event without Katya because Katya was pregnant.
В 16-м году я был на его семинаре без Кати, потому что она была беременна в тот момент.
And like every time, we always bring him a special present from Russia.
Мы всегда ему привозим какой-нибудь специальный особенный подарок из России.
And I went to his brother-in-law Scotty, who's now a good friend of mine.
Я тогда обратился к Скотти, его
His wife's brother.
Брату его жены.
Yeah. And I said, Scotty, can you give this to Tony?
И я передал ему некий подарок, сказал, Скотти, можешь подарить Тони?
It was something special from Russia. We always
икра.
Sorry?
Икра?
Caviar?
Икра, we don't bring him because of fridge. We always bring him something special, traditional from Russia. Not vodka, not икра.
Ну, это не
водка. Chocolate, something made out of wood, something traditional.
Что-нибудь традиционное российское обычно мы ему дарим. Это не шоколад, не икра, не водка.
And Scotty said... Why don't you give it to him yourself?
И Скотти говорит, а почему бы тебе самому ему не передать подарок?
But I said, no, but security never, you know, when I do a photo with him, security never lets me.
Говорит, ты понимаешь, охрана, конечно, не позволит, когда мы с ним фотографируемся, охрана никогда не позволяет ему что-то передать.
It's okay, Gil, come with me.
Скотти говорит, нормально, пошли.
And that was the most nervous moment of my life.
Это был самый нервный, волнительный момент в моей жизни.
I was more nervous than I was when I got married.
Я больше волновался, чем когда женился.
Let's ask you.
And guys, remember, it was only 3 years ago.
Это было 3 года назад.
And I'm supposed to be the networking guy.
Я-то имеется в виду, что такой прям нетворкер.
Always ready to talk to people.
Всегда готов со всеми пообщаться.
I there's a saying in English that the cat caught my tongue. I was mumbling.
В английском языке есть выражение, которое на русский переводится «кошка схватила меня за язык». То есть я просто бормотал что-то.
I just blah-blahed for a few minutes with him.
Я как что-то пробормотал несколько минут.
And he felt that I was nervous because he gave me 2 hugs. And he said, it's all good, man. Okay. Don't worry. Just like, come here. And like, big hugs.
Он почувствовал, что я волнуюсь, и он 2 раза меня обнял. Говорит, не волнуйся, все отлично.
Because it all happened like right now. Come with me now. I was like, what? Come with me. Is my hair okay?
Это произошло вот так вот в секунду. Я вообще не ожидал.
No time to prepare, no time to think.
Не было времени подготовиться, подумать.
Guys, I'm an introvert. I like preparing. I like thinking about things in advance, especially if I'm meeting with someone like that.
Я на самом деле интроверт, и я люблю подготовиться и все продумать.
You know, I met Richard Branson this past November, and I prepared myself exactly what to talk to him about.
Я встречался в прошлом ноябре с Ричардом Брэнсоном, и я очень здорово готовился к тому, о чем мы будем говорить.
So I didn't sleep well that night. Because I was thinking about what I should have said, and why did I say that, and why did I say that. And...
Следующей ночью я вообще не спал, потому что я все время прокручивал в голове, что я сказал, что нужно было сказать, как нужно было сказать.
But then I called Katya, and she said, it's all good, we're going to meet him again in a few months.
Okay.
Я потом позвонил Кате, и Катя говорит, да ладно, все нормально, мы еще через несколько месяцев с ним пообщаемся.
And we did.
Так и произошло.
And now he knows us by names. His wife knows us very well, of course.
И он знает нас теперь, он знает нас по имени, его жена.
Just this past September, I had a proper one-on-one meeting with him at his hotel.
В сентябре прошлого года
This past February.
В феврале.
In Singapore.
Oh, like this past
this past month.
И буквально в феврале в Сингапуре у нас с ним была нормальная, хорошая встреча у него в отеле.
Which I've never had before. We've always met at the event space, like maybe in his room, in the green room. This time he actually asked me to come back to his hotel, sit down properly, talk for a while, and it was a very friendly discussion for a long time. Just we just talked about life and wives and food and traveling. Just talked for a while.
И такое произошло, конечно, первый раз, потому что до этого мы встречались где-то на площадке, где происходили мероприятия. А в этот раз он пригласил меня действительно к себе в отеле. Это была нормальная встреча. Мы разговаривали, мы просто действительно разговаривали о жизни, о женах, о еде, вообще обо всем. Это был хороший, долгий разговор.
Yeah, and for me that was one a big honor because I was his last meeting in Singapore before his flight.
И для меня это, конечно, было большой честью, потому что встреча со мной была последней в его распорядке в Сингапуре.
And I felt very comfortable with him as a friend, not as someone that I... Tony wasn't Tony. He was my friend that I respected, I loved, and I want the world to know who my friend is.
И я себя очень комфортно ощущал с ним. Я ощущал с ним не как великий Тони Робинс со мной тут рядом. Со мной рядом был действительно мой друг, которого я уважаю, которым я восхищаюсь, и я хочу познакомить мир людей, которые с ним не знакомы, познакомить с ним.
Мы тоже очень хотим познакомить мир с Тони
Робинсом. Мы тоже очень хотим.
Когда мы планировали эту студию, мы общались с Вадимом, мы говорили, сколько микрофонов. Ну, конечно же, там ты, я, Тони Робинс, может быть, его переводчик или его жена.
No. Immediately, you know, the first thought was like, okay, so we need like at least four microphones because we're going to have Tony, his interpreter, and two hosts.
I love it.
And it was like, Tony? Like, oh, yeah.
Конечно, Тони.
Yeah, no. Конечно.
We need at least 10 million viewers to get Tony into the station. Mm-hmm. So, if you're listening out there, Rost FM, guys, check them out. We got Vadim and Natalia here. You're getting thumbs ups and love.
Ну, товарищи, 10 миллионов, ну будет 10 миллионов, чего нам?
Да, да.
Ну,
я думаю, сделаем. 1 сентября.
We can help them, guys.
Чтобы Тони Робинс пришел к нам в студию, нам нужно всего-то 10 миллионов.
Помогите, пожалуйста, лайк, перепост, коммент.
Товарищи, до сентября, пожалуйста, 10 миллионов просмотров.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, о нас.
Rost FM here in Moscow on the 52nd floor of the Imperia building.
Я думаю, что Тони Робинс будет счастлив побывать здесь, в этой студии. Тем более, что действительно, когда ты о чем-то мечтаешь, и планируешь, нужно находиться высоко. Я думаю, что у Тони тоже есть какие-то мечты, которые с удовольствием озвучит здесь, в этой студии.
Mm-hmm.
А о твоих мечтах поговорим через маленькую паузу.
Rost.fm.